KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have cloudy skies. It's 41 degrees. We look for mostly cloudy skies today with light rain developing late and a high of 58. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. A man from California was injured during a collision on Interstate 80 westbound near Avoca Sunday morning. The state patrol says 60-year-old James Dolan of Bakersfield, California, was driving a 2016 Freightliner semi and attempting to pass a 2015 Volvo semi that was traveling slowly in the right lane when, for reasons unknown, the Freightliner struck the Volvo. The accident happened around 8:30 a.m. near mile marker 38. Dolan's semi came to rest upright in the westbound ditch. The other semi-driver, 29-year-old DeAnthony Bradley of Phoenix, Arizona, was not injured. His semi stopped on a westbound shoulder. Dolan was transported by LifeNet to Nebraska Medicine for treatment. The accident caused severe damage to the passenger side of the Freightliner and rear driver's side of the Volvo. And the Creston Police Department reports three people were arrested on drug charges Friday. At around 9:10 a.m., 20-year-old Brianna Lawson of Greenfield was arrested in Creston for possession of a controlled substance first offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, unlawful possession of a prescription drug or device. Lawson was released from the Adams County Jail on a $2,300 bond. At around 12:50 p.m., 21-year-old Brandon Tull of Creston was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, unlawful possession of a prescription drug or device, and driving while barred. Tull was later released on a $4,300 bond. And at around 10:30 p.m. Friday, 25-year-old Brandon Stone of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of possession of a controlled substance. Stone was being held at the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. At around 2:15 a.m. Saturday, 33-year-old Daniel Buzenbarek of Creston was arrested on charges of public intoxication and interference with official acts. Buzenbarek was released from the Union County Jail on a promise to appear in court. And on Sunday, 40-year-old Stacy Fargo of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for OWI first offense. Fargo was released on a $1,000 bond. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports Saturday evening the Fremont County K-9 unit attempted to stop a car in the 1000 block of Fillmore Street in Sydney. Once the emergency lights were engaged on the deputy's vehicle, the vehicle sped up to 60 miles per hour through a residential area. Deputies then continued pursuit with the sedan following into a field just east of Sydney before driving through a fence and getting stuck in a cattle lot. At that time, the suspect, identified as 48-year-old Donald Wakefield of Lincoln, Nebraska, took off on foot and ran toward a farm residence on 290th Street. Wakefield was apprehended by the Fremont County K-9 judge before making it to the residence. He continued to disobey orders from deputies. A farmer located at the 290th Street residence came out and assisted the deputy in conducting the arrest. During the arrest, Wakefield was found to be in possession of meth and drug paraphernalia. He was transported to Grape Hospital for treatment of injuries. Wakefield was then released from the hospital and transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where his bond was set at $6,600 for felony eluding, possession of meth, possession of paraphernalia, interference with official acts, and reckless driving, along with numerous driving violations. Sheriff Astrup would like to thank the surrounding farmers and assisted deputies in handling the incident. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers Sunday afternoon said one of three students who absconded from the Clarinda Academy early Sunday morning, a 14-year-old white male from Council Bluffs, was taken into custody in the 1000 block of North 16th Street in Clarinda. Two other students, a 17-year-old Hispanic male from Shenandoah, who is 5 feet 5 inches tall, 150 pounds, has black hair, brown eyes, and a 14-year-old black male from Council Bluffs, 5 feet 7 inches tall, 190 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes, were still missing as of last report. So if you see those teens, do not approach them. Authorities say you should call 911 or your local law enforcement agency. Omaha police say they're planning to increase patrols of a downtown pedestrian bridge following a shooting there. Police say the increased focus on a Bob Carey pedestrian bridge comes after a shooting at around 1:45 a.m. Thursday on the bridge that injured a 20-year-old man. Police say they've arrested a juvenile in connection with the shooting. The bridge, as you may know, spans the Missouri River and connects Omaha to Council Bluffs. The bridge, which is open around the clock, is in the process of having brighter LED lights installed along its path. Police say its riverfront patrol unit continuously patrols on and around the bridge, but the members of a gang unit will join in on the patrols. In the funeral announcements, Robert Lee Meyer, age 77, of Irwin, died Wednesday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Robert Meyer will be today at 10 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Robert Skip Curlin, age 89, of Greenfield, died May 13th at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for Skip Curlin will be today at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Ralph Donald Boffer, age 72, of Guthrie Center, died May 14th. A memorial service for Ralph Boffer will be held on Tuesday, tomorrow at 1 o'clock, at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Nancy Christensen, age 71, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Nancy Christensen will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Jacobson, age 87, of Oakland, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor. A visitation for Robert Jacobson will be held tomorrow from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. John Peters, age 81, of Ames and formerly of Lewis, died Thursday at the Iowa Veterans Home in Marshalltown. Funeral services for John Peters will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Mary Howard, age 59, of Atlantic, died Saturday at her home. Funeral services for Mary Howard will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Irma Elvira Meyer, age 100, of Weslaco, Texas, and formerly of Atlantic, died April 12th. A memorial service for Irma Meyer will be held June the 10th at 10 a.m. at the Lincoln Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery in Lincoln, Nebraska. And Mary Wallace, age 88, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Every Step Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Mary Wallace are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That is a check of our news this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.